No, I listened to that album three times because you sent it that one time to me.
Oh, yeah, I sent you that song.
Yeah, exactly. So I listened to it then, and then I listened to it twice this morning. And this is one of those albums that I actually don't have a favorite song. Like, I like
It's
listening to
fucking good,
yeah.
right?
I was me and Triana were listening to it, and I was like, we listened to the first song, and I was like, dang, it's pretty good. And Triana was like, this is pretty good. And I was like, you know, my friend, my rap friend. She was like, yeah. I was like, he suggested this to me. I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I was like, because that's what I do every time. Don't do that. I think I like though, Fight Club and Flashlights. It was a mental. That was like a mental
Freudian
typo. Mental type.
I'll make sure to bleep that out.
What the fuck was that, bro?
My bad.
I'll bleep it out.
I read it earlier this morning. That's why I was like, what? Oh, Flashlights.
let's dive into it. Let's talk about it. But first, let's get warmed up. Let's
are we doing yoga or something?
I should have ate.
I don't know how to do yoga.
I'm hungry.
See, I had Panda. Bad mistake.
Panda's ass.
It is bad.
I love Panda.
I can't.
I will eat Panda any day.
Panda no
it's something about the honey walnut shrimp.
I love with all my heart.
And then I feel sick every single time I eat it. I don't know why I keep getting it.
Like in the moment, it's like, oh, this shit gonna hit. But then when you're done, you're like, fuck, why the fuck did I spend my money on this shit?
I will tell you, it's one of the few places on where I work
yeah.
that I can go. There's not a lot of places.
I know what it's like to be on base.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's a limit.
Where the fuck? Where?
There's like, food, right? There's pretty much just a food court and then a couple
so
of stuff
Edwards,
out.
I'm going to cut this out. But Edwards yeah. Air Force Base, so each military branch has contracts with different fast food. So Air Force has Burger King, Panda Express, and then they've got like a Popeyes, a Charlie's cheesesteak, and a Taco Bell inside of like this little food court area, like he said.
God damn.
That's all you get, really.
That's all you get.
Air Force, nah, shit. Charlie's?
Charlie's is pretty good there. I haven't had it out here. Like, I know they have one in Walmart. They just put one in there.
Yes, they did.
I like their kimchi cheesesteak, but like, I can't eat it every single day.
No. It's like, God.
I don't think any of the could probably eat Taco Bell every day, but not happily.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not happy.
I love Panda, but I'm not getting it every day.
And I have to wait. Today was a day where the food trucks that I wanted to be out there weren't there because the Thai place goes out there, and I love the Thai place. But
shout out.
Crudo's seafood is pretty good, but they have like a Creole place I haven't really warmed up to yet. And then,
a Creole place?
Yeah, Creole. It's like, I forget what, it's like the Creole trolley or something. And then the cheesesteak, Tony B's cheesesteaks comes out there. I don't like them. I'm starting to not like them as much. It's just like you get sick of the food quickly.
I had them twice.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I had them twice also.
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. It's not.
I was more hyped to try it.
Yeah, than
the food was actually good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gave it. I remember we had it for one of the recitals, and I gave it a rating of. I think I said I was like, it's like a six. Like if I was gonna get a cheesesteak just to like take to work or just like on the go that I had to, like I had to eat. Oh sure.
Yeah.
It's like it's there, but you get tired of that food quickly.
Yeah.
So and sometimes I pray I want to go off base, but it's 40 minutes to get back into town, so it's like. My lunch is done.
Damn.
How much is your food for lunch?
Food for what?
Like how much
do I?
Yeah. How much do you typically spend on lunch?
On base?
Yeah.
Oh well, we don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
You said what?
We don't pay taxes on base. So usually it's like 10, 12 bucks.
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No tax, man.
My dumb ass, I'll be wilding. Like, I'll just be buying shit.
And the crazy thing is they have the exchange, so they have a store there.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm eyeing a TV that's, like, I think it's, like, a 75-inch 4K TV for, like, $600. Flat.
What?
That's it. No tax, no nothing. They'll deliver it to your house.
That sounds really cool and all, but just so, like, we know, like, military gets older stuff like liquidated like I guess not liquidated but we get the older stuff, that's why there's no taxes on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yes and no.
Yeah. So it is what it is. Like I said, the food is getting... I'm tired. We just got a Blackstone for our office.
Yeah.
We're going to start cooking ourselves.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, how come you don't like cook?
Never. How we feeling? How we doing?
Shit. Type yeah. shit.
I'm pretty chilling.
War.
Oh, yeah. It's cold today.
It's cold. I woke up. It was -1 Celsius.
Ooh. A.K.A.
30 degrees.
30 degrees. Yeah, it was like 29. I woke up at 4. It was like 20 degrees.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn.
We're only getting started.
But what's kind of nice is that since like it's been getting freezing lately, like literally freezing, that hopefully we get some snow, because that'd be cool.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I got 2 Huskies. So.
Oh my! Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It would be amazing.
I think Rocky was. I think I had him when it snowed, but Titan I didn't have.
Yeah.
So I'll be like interested to see how they react.
Last time, fingers crossed.
Please snow,
because last time they gotta have a snow day with my son, my cat, and I wasn't there. I think about that often that I wasn't there for his first snow day.
I'm the only one with a photo op with that cat.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. I was like, damn it. What was I doing? I was in Vegas, family, right?
You were gone.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They wanted to do like Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
It don't snow in Vegas.
No, it doesn't. That's why. But they were watching my cat.
Why the fuck doesn't it snow in Vegas? And it'd be getting cold as fuck over there.
I think it's because it's low desert, not high desert.
I guess.
Well, we're in the mountains, sort of.
Yeah, we are. No, yeah. We have high desert. So like if the snow catches up here, we catch the snow with it. But by the time it gets down to like Las Vegas like level and stuff,
it's getting cold as shit in Vegas.
It do though.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So it's talent.
Hey man, you never fucking know. The way shit been going, it might fucking snow in Vegas.
It might.
Climate change.
All kinds of shit been happening, bro.
It'd be tight to have a white Christmas this year.
Yeah. It would cleanse my soul. I am going to Big Bear for Christmas.
Are you really?
Yeah.
With
No. Alicia is going to be spending time with her grandparents.
Okay.
So it'll be the first holiday it's separated. We'll be okay.
Whatever. You got to be there for my cat, whatever, Doc. I still think about that very much. Like, it wasn't me.
So yeah. Oh, well, we're feeling good. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing fantastic. We are so close to the end of the year. We're in December. So yeah, I hope you have a fantastic holidays. We will be having at least one more episode after this, and then we will be taking a small break. And yeah, so I'm super excited, and welcome back. I am Danny, and of course, in front of me, I have Lorenzo.
It was -1 this morning. That's the only fun fact I have. I didn't do anything today.
It was -1. It was -1. And Celsius. Of course.
Hi, by the way.
We have Lewis.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Surprise, bitch.
Today, we're going to do things a little differently. Of course, we're having a discussion. It's the end of the year. Ain't nothing coming out in the next couple weeks. That's disrespectful. I'm sure there's other things coming out.
You don't think so?
No, I'm sure. I was just being mean.
How much you want to bet?
No, I bet. I don't need to bet anything. I know things are going to be coming out in the next couple weeks.
Oh, he got the inside Scoopy. Look at him.
Me and Snoop Dogg are you know, we know each other. I've talked to him. Missionary is still coming out this year.
Oh, you was on Kai's stream. You was smoking.
What they call it? Mafia-thon?
Mafia-thon, too. You was there, huh? You was in the car hotboxing with Snoopy. Oh, shit.
I didn't make an appearance on Kai's stream. Snoop Dogg's super cool. Of course, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's album is coming out this month.
Cap.
The National is also releasing something on December 13th as
saw that.
Well.
Who?
The Nationals.
Are the National?
Free the...
No.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. I just saw it when I was looking at albums.
Peekaboo.
What's that fucking song called? Damn it. Sorry. I didn't mean cussing.
What the fuck?
My bad.
You're so annoying.
Sorry. I still got that Kai Sinat.
So would you sneak clapping at me while you're trying to figure stuff out?
They did that album last year. First two pages.
Trying to figure it out, man.
Have you heard this song?
You will be my girl.
Have you heard this?
Why does this sound like a Zyrtec commercial?
You ever heard this stuff?
No.
All right. Well, yeah, they're coming out with an album. I've listened to some of their stuff, Sleep Well Beast, and also the one from last year. They're releasing an album. The Weeknd was supposed to release this year.
But you know the whole Drake shit happened.
Yeah. You think that's why
probably
it's delayed?
Probably.
Is he going to put a diss track in the...
Oh. Did you hear that? I wouldn't doubt it.
I know.
I would.
Apparently, also, we're getting sort of an ode to DMX, Let Us Pray, Chapter 10, or Chapter X, I should say. That one's coming out on December 13th as well. Looks like Killer Mike, Lecrae, MC Liar, Snoop Dogg, Terrace Martin are going to be on that.
Willie Nova's dropping tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's fucking fake, bro.
The only person I saw that was dropping was Dolly Parton and Jimmy Fallon for a Christmas album.
What the fuck?
I saw an ad about that and I was like, that's funny.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
And
Jimmy Fallon.
What the fuck?
I remember he did one a couple years ago too.
Was that the same one then?
No, he
was
did
the old clip?
It was the one with Justin Timberlake.
And, oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
He did like a collaboration with a bunch of artists. That's so fun. It's him and Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
That's funny. I like
that's
that.
Interesting.
Who's Willie Nova?
Yeah. He's a we've talked about him on here before. It's like a rapper.
Yeah, you
from
have
Chicago. That I fuck with.
Chicago.
That I fuck with.
He's fire, bro.
I believe.
His music is fake as shit, dude. He has like the best catalog I've heard in a long time, and he drops like multiple albums a year.
Oh, so he's busy.
Yeah.
He's not a Griselda person, is he? I say that mainly because you telling me that he's dropping a lot of albums, and I feel like Griselda, like their whole thing is
he's not
dropping a ton of albums.
He's not signed to anybody. He's like somebody. He's an underground rapper, like in the same circle with like me, Snick, like that whole circle, Deadpan and shit like that.
Oh,
so yeah, okay. He was on Deadpan's song.
That's right, you featured that song.
Did I?
You have.
What the fuck is the name of the song, bro? I'm sorry, Deadpan.
All right, I'm down. I'm down from that.
Yeah, his music's fucking crazy.
I heard one line that I already fucks with, and I'm done.
it's
on Bandcamp.
Is it? I have Witch's Brew liked.
That shit. That one.
Yeah, that's the one. I have it liked on here.
Dang. Everything in its perfect place. The church in the dirtiest state it's been. Yeah, shout out Daddy. Shout out Daddy Guerrero.
What
are
you saying? Huh? You said my name?
Oh, shit.
he said deep in the cut like scar tissue. I was like, dang. Already, I'm with it.
Yeah, now he's crazy.
Some that's albums that line. Came out this week, Smino did release maybe in Nirvana. Rosé, who collaborated with Bruno Mars, popular K-pop artist, released Rosé, as well as Dev Lemons, popular TikTok artist. He's worked with Anthony Fantano, songs with the volume on. And yeah, that's pretty much the highlights of what released this week, as far as I can tell. I've taken a listening break. I'm done for the year.
Cat.
No, I'm legit done. Khalid apparently released a deluxe of Sincere.
I listened to the album and I absolutely don't remember it whatsoever.
That's bad. Yeah. That means it was forgettable.
Yeah.
I think I remember the same thing because
it felt like Bryson Tiller's second album.
Khalid?
What? He dropped that. No, looking? I know who he is.
Okay. Yeah, he dropped an album, but it was just like.
He did?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It was not. Obviously, it was not.
I haven't really like checked for Khalid, and since maybe his
first album,
third, like after his third project, I was checked out. Like the sunset, some shit. That happened.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Free Spirit. This is his third album, technically, Sun City. his EP.
So. Oh yeah, I remember Sun City.
Okay, I think it's Free Spirit then.
After yeah.
I haven't listened to shit else.
It's okay. This album is like listening to Free Spirit, but I guess a little more refined. But it sounds like Bryson Tiller slightly more refined.
His first one was fire though.
Yeah, but so was Trap Soul.
Damn. So was what?
So was Trap Soul. Like Bryson Tiller's first album was great. So was Khalid's first album.
Bryson Tiller's last album was pretty good.
How many songs do you know from Bryson Tiller? There's like four out of like 18.
I couldn't name one.
Ciao.
Ciao. Yeah, absolutely. But there's like, yeah, but that's the only few songs I remember.
He has some bangaroonies on there.
He got like three or four, dog.
Well, hey.
He has Aeon Flux, Ciao, Persuasion. But that doesn't count because it has Victoria Monet. And then there's like one more song.
Speaking of Victoria Monet, if you want to listen to Jaguar 2 Christmas theme, the album just released.
No, thank you.
Oh my God.
Orchestra version. Version of Jaguar 2.
Wait. I'm so curious. That's so funny.
What do you mean? You don't want to listen to Jaguar 2 in Christmas form? That sounds like fun.
What the fuck does that even mean, dude?
The orchestral arrangements.
Yeah. On My Mama Christmas medley? Yeah. No shot.
Wait, where? Oh, these are just arrangements.
Oh, there's no...
Oh, snap. That's by Victoria Monet. What the hell?
Is that the fucking Christmas bells?
Yeah. Hey.
It's fun.
It's fun. Everyone's trying to get that Christmas money, you know? It is licking season. Just put some jingle bells over your album. That's a lick.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is the end of the year. And with that, we're going to talk about three albums that we passed around to each other of our one of our album of the years. Because usually when we do this, we pick five anyway, and then we have a bunch of runner-ups, which just means they were all album of the years in our eyes. But we had a decision to do one and one and one, and of course we could talk about other albums if we have the time, which I'm sure we will, to pick one album. Who wants to go first of your one of your albums?
I'm shy, dude.
I can go first.
I'll go.
What the fuck? I feel like Joker.
You said one of your albums of the year?
Yeah.
Like none of that we discussed, right?
If you want to save what we discussed for the end, for our album of the year that we listened to, then yeah, for sure. You can do one of our albums.
Okay. I think, because this was my original top album in my eyes, but it was Soul Burger. I think Absol's album is super tight, and I think how he orchestrates words and sentences is incredible, and it feels like he's just doing it for fun now.
I think the first track does that perfectly too.
Yeah,
fuck that song, dude.
You don't like that song?
Oh no, I love that song.
Yeah, I think the way he changes,
like when, oh my God,
just throughout the whole song, like
it's stressing me the fuck out.
Yeah,
like First of all, I seen the name of the album. I was like, man, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Then I seen 9 Mile. I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? And then he just started spazzing. I was like, okay, I see what the fuck this is. Mm. I see what type of time he on today.
Yeah.
Read between the lines like we spelling wrong.
It just feels natural, too. Yeah. Doesn't feel forced.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It doesn't feel super like fuck the system, but it's still fuck the system.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I think the whole album just like reflects that really good.
I mean, he's good. With Herbert and Soul Burger, he's back in rare form, bro.
Yeah.
He's been tripping.
I know. I especially like Me, Myself, and I, when he's just talking about how he's worked so hard that he's like, I kind of just want to do what makes me happy and enjoy life. And I was like, I feel that. I feel like I've been grinding for so long.
I think that whole album, too, is like him, like he has discussions in the album with, I think, his partner or like his wife. Of like you did it, like you're one of the best, and he's like no I'm not, and like people always like when they think Black Hippie or Top Dog, they're like, okay, we've got Kendrick Lamar, of course.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q, and then Absol's over here. And
yeah.
Like, and then there's Absol.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been the attitude for a while. And so that, I feel like he doubts himself sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what this album sounds like. But he fucking popped off on it. So yeah.
Like, I love that you remember that excerpt.
Yeah.
I've been saying that he was the best one, like, rapping-wise for fucking forever, bro.
Yeah, you really have.
Like, bro, the way his mind worked, like, don't get it fucked up. Kendrick, fire.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q, fire. Mm-hmm. J-Rock, fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Absol is, like, his mind is just different, bro. Like, he be saying the most simple shit, but it, like, still comes out complex. Like, he'll just say, like, it's just, like, regular conversation. You'll be like, what the fuck did he just say? And then you listen back, and you're like, bitch.
His pen is so mighty.
It's stupid.
It is so crazy. And then, like, the complicated cadence and then, like, the complicated rhyme schemes on top of the, like, simplistic use of words. Like, dude, whatever, dog.
Yeah, get out of here. Like, I think this morning, his Funk Flex freestyle, like, popped up.
Yeah. Oh,
I watched it. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. What the fuck?
I was just listening to that song with that excerpt. It's the beginning of Me, Myself, and I when she's like, right? She's like, what are you talking about? You live, breathe, eat this.
Yeah,
and he's like, but I got to put the kids to bed. And she's like, no, I don't understand why you would say that. And she's like, you know, like, I've been working hard. Like, I just got to put kids to bed. But yeah. I think that's, I don't know. I think that album's really great. And I think
when did it come out?
It came out this year. I think it came out like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
What?
No shot.
But if you are listening, go listen to Soulburger because it's a really great hip hop album.
Last month.
Dang, oh, last month.
Jesus.
Dang, we've been listening. You've been listening to him.
I had the early access. I'm friends with.
Okay, so
after meeting Snoop Dogg on Kai's stream.
Yeah, November 8th.
Dang,
it came out November 8th.
It's so good.
When the fuck did Kendrick drop?
He dropped
this month.
Yeah.
Did it drop this month? I think it dropped at the end of November.
At the end of November. Sorry, not...
They fucking cheating, bro.
I know. You think they just share... I feel like Soul and Kendrick just be sharing songs too and be like, nah, we ain't going to be on anybody's...
November 22nd.
I do. That's when GNX dropped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, bro. I listened the fuck out of that album.
GNX?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
But, I will say on GNX, I feel like the hard part 6, Kendrick didn't tell nobody about that song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I felt like that was like a surprise to everybody he talked about in the song.
Yeah. That song was crazy.
It's good.
That shit was beautiful, man.
That shit was. Damn.
Huh?
He
pointed at me. What's up?
You
want
to throw out your album, the next album?
Is it GNX?
You want me to go?
You just want to transition?
You want to talk about GNX?
I think GNX is a great album to talk about, too. Oh, my God.
You know, since Absol has dropped in November, fuck it.
Yeah. Dang, Hardport 6 was actually nutty because I remember when I listened to it and he was like, he basically said, like, my bad, Lil Wayne, for working so fucking hard. Like, my bad. And I was like, damn. Ugh, what a touchy subject.
Pro Tools and Pet and Press 3.
One of the biggest complaints that people talk about GNX is like, I don't know, man, I love it when Kendrick makes me think. And I was like, in the first song he says that he don't think,
yeah, fuck
just
a double
feel
entendre.
yeah
fuck your yeah
fuck
just,
a double entendre.
This isn't for lyricists. It's just feel it. And I don't know, I feel like people, I get the argument that, you know, oh, Mr. Morale was amazing, we talked about it, we loved Mr. Morale, but like this was just a dance.
Yeah, this album was just 100% California.
Yeah, just for fun.
But
like
I think
it
was great.
Yeah, like this embodied California culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love the inclusion of the mariachi.
Oh,
she didn't even know what she was doing. She was just like,
well, he met her at a fucking Dodger game.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was like, I don't know rap music, and apparently he was just like, do what you do best.
Yeah,
and
like we want your style. Like, just do what you do.
Hispanic inclusion looked great. I think everyone fucking popped off.
Yeah.
On the album.
Yeah.
So
it was pretty good.
What's your pocket song from that album? Like, what's a song that you like always like? Ah, dang! I'll go back to listen to that because
there's.
I know we have a handful. What's the main one? Mine's is Dodger Blue.
Oh my god, bro. I didn't like that song at first.
You didn't?
I hated that song. I was like, man, what the fuck is this, bro? You're going to go from, what was the song? TV off.
Oh, yeah, TV off,
like,
right?
Bro, what the fuck is this old soft-ass shit? Then the more I listened to it, I was like, yo, they harmonized kind of fire.
Yeah. There was like gangsta singing. There was like gangsta singing. He said, don't say you hate LA if you don't travel past a 10.
Don't take it personal. You won't be the first to know. I think I listened to TV off like 6 times the first day. TV off
is great.
It's solid.
I hate the mustard part.
Mustard.
I hate that part.
You don't
part.
Like when he goes Super Saiyan?
I hate that part.
Oh. I like it dance-wise. I like it like what people have been trying to interpret how that just that line is supposed to feel. Yeah. So far, I've seen 2 that I think are really good, but I think it's ridiculous. But like, I knew it for dance-wise.
I like it because I knew like he knew he had like some shit when he said that.
Yeah.
No matter where that's played, people are just gonna fucking go ballistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, like. In Kendrick's mind, he's probably like, I'm going to just do this for shits and giggles.
Yeah. You think Mustard's annoyed with it? He's like,
nah, hell no.
I bet he'd be walking down the street, Mustard. Damn, dog, I get it.
Maybe like that, yeah.
I'm gravitating towards Hey Now, though, for now.
Say now, I'm all about my yen.
Great. Yeah. Do you have a
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo?
Just because AZ Chike went fucking crazy. AZ Chike. Low key, he might have the 2 best like features of the year because the shit he did on Schoolboy's album.
Oh movie, yeah, yeah,
movie
yeah.
was fire, and then on Peekaboo fire. About like that. He's basically in fucking TDE.
Honestly, like, yeah. Dang, I forgot. Peekaboo. I forgot that his name was on Q's. Boys? Yeah, on Q's yeah. album.
He said that him like doing that with Schoolboy.
Yeah.
Pause if necessary.
Yeah.
But like them working together prepped him. So like when he met Kendrick and Kendrick hit him up, he wasn't even like
phased.
Yeah, he was just like, all right, I'm with it.
Yeah. Dang, that's probably.
And GNX too, because Peso went crazy. I've never heard Peso rap that good ever.
Is it all Cali rappers?
Yeah.
It looks like it sounds like it. That's why. I was like
Peso did it.
Yeah. Good choice. I think I'll stay in the realm of hip hop.
No, you don't have to.
No, I just for the theme.
Oh, I mean, shit. Our picks are completely away from the fucking realm.
Our big.
That's pick, actually.
I will say, as someone who has gotten to some controversial waters for saying my Griselda fucking list a couple years ago, I think Makami's album. Rich Ass Haitian was
that came
good.
Out this year.
It did come
God
out this year.
God damn, that album was pretty good.
That came out in May.
No, the fuck it didn't.
It did. It did. I think the features are good.
He losing track of time though.
God damn.
I think this is the album that really made me realize, like, yeah, Makami is a great lyricist and he's got great pacing, and the production's fucking.
But this was, well, who the fuck produced it again?
It was Makami and Messiah Music.
Nah. It was, who the fuck produced?
Well, there's a couple of producers on the album. Makami is.
There was like one single that came out.
K Tronada.
There we go.
K Tronada's on the album.
That song is my shit.
Yeah. That's Rich Ass.
Yeah, that song. I fuck with that song because it. At first, when I heard it, I thought it was Mos Def.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like, what the fuck? Why does he sound just like Mos Def?
You mean the progressive jazz artist? Or sorry, no, that's 3,000. Oh, my bad.
Yasin Bey.
Oh yeah.
My fault.
He doesn't like that.
He's dropping some shit too.
Was he?
Yeah, he just posted some shit like today.
Oh.
Called
really?
Like Money Christmas or some shit like this. And he has like it's like an exclusive performance on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I seen that shit like right before I came here.
You Yasin.
Yeah.
Oh. Dang.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, now Makami's album was pretty good. I forgot that shit dropped this year though.
I like God when he features it. With like he featured with Black Thought on this album, and that song's super fucking good because I feel like he's just like, oh, I'm with Black Thought. I should probably do something good. But no, this was a fantastic album. I thought it was really good. And being back in May, like so many albums fucking came out this year, you forget what comes out, but I'm glad that I got that. But yeah, no, Makami, definitely an album of the year. You got another one?
I have two more. I have two more that I think stick out the most. I think I'll do... Yeah, let's do Justin Timberlake's album.
Yeah.
What is it called? Fuck. Everything I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I like this album so much, and I genuinely don't think it's like the greatest like Justin Timberlake album, but I think this album was really fun and much more fun than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely like this. I like this album a lot. Probably my most common artist album, actually.
No, yeah. Yeah. No, it's respectable. It's like it's been a while since after Man in the Woods.
Yeah.
And I think it's 1,000 times better than Man in the Woods.
I do too.
I just that was a different album.
I think this was a very fun like pop disco like album with some R&B.
He's not trying to go high anymore.
No, he's not.
he's keeping it at a good level. Yeah. That's fine. It's he's fine. Getting older.
He is.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know, bro.
Go ahead, Dango.
You want me to go?
Yeah, because Lewis don't know yet.
I'll do Billie Eilish. Hit me hard and soft.
I forgot that was out, and I did not listen to it yet.
Fantastic. She continues to blow me out of the water because when we started this show,
yeah,
I hated her.
Yeah.
And now, like, Hit Me Hard and Soft, it's fucking vulnerable. The production is good. It's mature.
Yeah.
Which she needs to keep that going. You know, she just covers a lot about like vulnerability and love and just like your own mental headspace. And I think that's pretty cool. So I loved it. I loved watching like the music videos, especially like she wanted to be creative in different forms, not just music. And she continues to be solid. Like, I really hope she wins a Grammy. She deserves it. Of course, her brother, Phineas, killing the production. I loved it.
I should listen to Billie's album when Kendrick and Tyler drop so I can listen to something else. Power Planting? It was just so much. It was just too much hip hop. And then and then the dance world and then my students. And then it was just a lot of hip hop. I should listen to Billie Eilish's album.
Rhapsody.
Oh, right.
What is it? Please Don't Cry?
Yes.
God.
I have it right here.
Fueguito.
Those are my two top hip hop albums of this year.
Please Don't Cry.
Honorable mention, Doce.
Oh my, I haven't listened to hers yet.
She's so good.
Love that Erykah Badu song.
Fake.
Yeah. Oh my god, that Erykah Badu song.
Love 3 a.m.
And I love Raw because.
Whoa.
Pause. All right. Because that felt like No Ceilings, Lil Wayne.
No, I think it's fantastic. She's freaking super. She's got a lot of substance. Her lyrics do. And it's one of those things where she's not in a lot of conversations of who's the best female lyricist. Who's the best female rapper?
I think she is.
You think she is?
In conversation. Hell yeah.
I think in your set of conversations.
Let me rephrase it. I think more so in the mainstream of things. Like, I'm talking like normal, not us.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Not like they'll say like Nicki and shit.
Yeah.
Glorilla, Flo Milli.
What the fuck are you saying?
Glorilla. Megan.
Megan. Megan's been doing.
Megan's pretty.
Megan had
good,
a good
though.
Year.
Megan's good. Glorilla's fun.
Yeah.
Who?
Flo Milli. She did release an album this year.
Flo Milli shit.
Who the fuck?
I love her tagline.
Feeling myself, I'm conceited.
That's yeah, like, yeah. Flo.
Hey, she fired. Just because she dropped that song. That song is fun as hell.
We did a dance to it. That dance was so fun.
Yeah.
But I do think Rhapsody does have, I mean, she still has a lot of pull, man. She had Hit-Boy on the album. She had Erykah Badu, Alex Isley, as well as Lil Wayne, Nico Brim. Nicole Buss. There's a lot of good substance to the album. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Good pick.
You have the last one?
Yeah. I guess I have I have one underground artist, one top artist, and one mid Omar Apollo. Mm-hmm. God Said No. I think anybody, if you're going through a breakup or just any type of like relationship, whether it be platonic or romantic, go listen to that album. It's about like It's just about, like, God said no that time, and you guys weren't supposed to be in each other's lives. I think it's really good.
He has a great voice.
And not because I auditioned for it.
Does he speak Spanish in that album?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
I remember that song.
Empty.
Yeah.
Because I learned it. I learned all of it. I learned all of it in Spanish because I was like, I need to.
Boom. Spanish speaker. There you go. You got it. No, I think it's a great album. It's a good choice. Another album, Magdalena Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Released Imaginal Disc. Fuck, man. Synth pop. Super fucking good. They are really good at keeping the album feeling like the same song. And they did that with their last one where it had like the Scott Pilgrim vibes to it. Mm-hmm. But this one, like them producing it, you can hear like collaborating with Lil Yachty with that album he did, I think, last year.
Yeah.
They're taking a lot of stuff from hip hop now and putting it in their production, and it sounds fucking great. They even took from one of his songs because they produced that song for him. Fuck, what's that song called? Out of Time.
I have to check them out.
But no, this album's phenomenal. I know a lot of people don't like synth pop, but it's really good, and I think you'll find at least a couple favorite songs out of it. It's under an hour, so
down.
Album of the year.
Anything album of the year. Anything under an hour, I'm down.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I'm very surprised you didn't choose Mayor Hawthorne.
I'm sane enough to understand that Mayor Hawthorne or Tuxedo,
yeah,
they weren't. Tuxedo's album wasn't that great. It's not their best.
Yeah.
I do have some favorite songs off of it. Mayor Hawthorne, I always try to keep him out because he's my fucking number one Spotify Wrapped listen. Yeah. I went to his concerts. I fucking love him. But at the same time, it's not for everybody. And it's not new, you know?
Yeah.
He does a great job doing the genre, but it's nothing that he hasn't done before.
Yeah, but it's your top album.
I'll put For All Time as a top album for sure. Yeah, For All Time is amazing. I think it's his most grown album. It? And we talked about it in the past.
That's what I'm saying. If Earl had an album to mention, I would definitely mention it. I love him with all my heart, but absolutely not.
He took a lot from Off the Wall.
Oh, did he? Album.
He took you can hear it. Like, oh, okay. He took a lot from Off the Wall and like the disco vibes, and I think that's why it's like, wow, this is so different from what he usually does, because he's usually just crying about a girl, even though he's married. But like,
that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Bring Me the Horizon, Post Human, Next Gen. I thought that was really fire.
I skipped it.
You're lying.
I did. I was nervous.
I was nervous.
The first part was so fucking good that
the whole thing. Pause.
Yeah, it's okay.
The whole album is fire.
Okay.
Like,
I'm gonna have to listen to it.
What's your favorite Bring Me the Horizon project?
Ooh, fuck. What's the one with Shadow Moses on it? Septimernal. It's my favorite.
Septimernal.
It's my favorite. Post Deathcore. Because Suicide
that
Season
album
will
was
always
long
be
as fuck, though.
Really? You don't like it?
No, I said it was just long as fuck.
It was long as hell. But I love it because you could kind of hear that they were going to transition into the metalcore scene or the hardcore scene.
Listen to this one.
Listen to this?
Bro.
Because I love the first part. Like, absolutely love it.
Yeah, Under Oath on that bitch.
Yeah, you're right.
What the fuck?
You're right.
What the fuck? They got Lil Uzi on that bitch.
That's weird.
that's what turns me off, man. When they isn't MGK? MGK's not on that, is it?
Absolutely not.
I feel like they did a song together.
No, they did on his project.
Oh, fuck. I think I just got nervous because they're so mainstream now.
No,
I hate saying they're mainstream, but they are. And I was just like, man,
are they?
I don't want MGK.
Do you think they are?
Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
When my students started talking about Bring Me the Horizon, I was like, that's it.
They don't know Suicide Season. They don't know.
I still don't think that they're mainstream, bro.
I think they are.
They be doing some dope shit, though.
No, they are.
Like, live performance-wise, they be having whole orchestras and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I agree.
But nah, this album, this might be my favorite from them, like, ever.
I'll listen to it. They're taking a break, by the way, because there's a third part.
They fucking should.
Yeah, they're taking
a
mental break.
They dropped a shit ton of music lately. I think they dropped, like, an EP that was like 56 minutes. I'm like, bitch, that's the album. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? It's like 8 songs. Bitch, what the fuck?
It's one of Danko's albums. What the fuck, bro?
Before we go into it, since you must have Bring Me the Horizon, let's not forget Knock Loose. You won't go before you before you're supposed to. Great album for people who can stomach the music.
Fuck. Wait. Are we movements, just gonna the do movements drop this year? They did, huh?
I knew it. We're just gonna keep again.
I don't know. No manches, wait. Fuck. I think they did, bro. Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Fuck.
Free the ruler.
No. Wait.
Movements?
Last year.
No.
August 18th. Ruckus.
Of last year?
Yeah, Ruckus.
Okay.
Am I good. Spelling movements right? I am.
It's otherwise, going we're just going to put all out. We're going to start dripping. Really
I know. I'm sorry. My bad.
Nobody. No more. No more.
Let's talk about the album we picked everyone to listen to.
Oops. You said what?
The
I almost started singing Pretty Ricky. To. My fault.
Who wants to go first?
I'm shy, dude.
All right. let me hit that vape real quick, though.
Oh, here.
All right, fuck it, dude. All right. All right, wait, what are we doing?
You're just saying.
The albums that we sent.
Yeah.
All right, so boom, shakalaka.
Just talk about the album that you put.
I picked. The fuck is this shit going?
How Have You Been?
How Have You Been by Giant Rooks.
Giant Rooks.
I thought it said Rocks at first. I just noticed now that it said
Rocks. What's up with you, bro?
I'm reading stuff. Yeah, they're quick glances, all right? My bad.
Yeah, that other one was.
That one. It, that one was for the joke. That one.
Nah, he wasn't playing, chat.
When you hear that bleep later.
Send the eyeball emojis in the chat. Look at him sideways.
Giant tripping. Rooks.
Yeah.
How have you been?
Okay, what the fuck? What else am I supposed to say?
Just say what you liked about it.
Everything.
What I liked everything. Like about it?
Every fucking thing. This album was fucking phenomenal. This shit made me want to take a road trip.
Yeah. Honestly?
Like, I just wanted to just drive.
Yeah.
To where? I don't fucking know.
I think the hooks run out of gas. Of this album, I think every song had just such a great fucking hook into the chorus. And each chorus seems is super catchy. And it's under an hour, I think.
Yes, it is.
It is under an hour. There's a lot of songs, though.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, man, it really... Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it's 14 songs.
No, it doesn't.
Like, that 49 minutes goes by pretty fucking quick.
Yeah.
But they, like... I guess a lot of the core fans or whatever, they didn't like it.
Oh, they didn't?
They thought it was too poppy. But it was poppy as shit.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like... they. It was good.
It
and
was
then,
like
I went back to listen to their other... Like, their stuff previously, and I'm like, it's not that... I guess, like, lyrically, it's definitely lighter. Mm-hmm. Like, before, they were, like, it was more complex and shit.
Yeah.
Now it's just straightforward shit. But yeah. Even, like, I thought it was fire.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I do see where people are coming from. It sounds, and it's funny because just because it sounds good and it sounds really well produced, people are going to be like, oh, it's too poppy. It's too mainstream.
Yeah.
It's really well produced.
It really is.
Everyone works together.
Yeah,
it is fucking phenomenal.
It has such a fun different set of sounds around like I guess like the pop,
yeah,
the pop rock type feel. But it's there's a lot of different vibes in there.
It's got more weight than it does an Imagine Dragons album. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well, that was for.
So if I'm gonna choose anyone to listen to this type of music, is these guys.
And bro, the fact that they're.
Imagine Dragons has a set contract with Riot.
They're a German band, too.
Yeah.
Wait, like, Hard Rooks is a German band?
No.
What?
Yeah, Giant Rooks.
Oh, Giant Rooks? Yeah. What I said, Hard Rooks, my bad.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is that?
Giant Rooks.
Yeah, no, they're all German.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Wow. So,
like, I don't think English is their first language.
That's crazy.
So, like...
Yeah, that's
like
nutty.
Another layer. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this is fucking... Like, because when I first listened to them, I was like... I seen the TikTok, the Tom's Diner shit with the other German
oh,
band.
I saw that. Yeah. I did not know that was them. Is that them?
Yeah. Aside from like the dude with the raspy voice,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
in another band, but he's in a German band too. What the? But yeah, like that. And I was like, okay, this sounds good. Yeah. And then I listened to the other band, and all their music's in German. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Then I listened to them, and I was like, oh shit. I know what the fuck they saying.
They bilingual.
Shit, fire. So yeah, nah. This is my top pick.
That's okay. It's good.
Top pick of the year.
It's really good. You want me to go?
Yeah, go for it.
My album of the year was Exotic by Vida, Australian Filipino woman. It's R&B and soul, but there's a lot of like interesting experimental sounds, I guess. But I don't know. This album I think is really tight. I think my top three would be Alive, Fade, and Savior. Savior, I've been waiting for. I checked. I've been waiting for 2 years for this song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I like it. I think it's really fun to listen to. It's not too long. It's only 31 minutes. There's only 10 songs. So yeah,
it gives 070 shake vibes for me, but I think that's just because of the production.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a lot more entertaining to listen to. trust me, I like 070 Shake. I just want to say that because it sounds like I'm jabbing at her. But no, she puts R&B with like an electronic synthy production.
Yeah.
And so that's fun to see.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty cool.
Say Less and Fade.
Yeah.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Say Less and Fade are great. I love Fade. I don't know why. Something about how she sings it. Nice. Thank you.
Okay, so it's my turn. So yeah, I actually will say that I did pick an album beforehand. I did pick Willows and Pathogen, so I'm gonna give it a runner-up. I think the way that she plays it, she uses her voice as an instrument in that album. It's fucking fantastic. The band she uses is great. But I picked another one last minute because I kind of realized that I really felt this album, and I picked Johnny Blue Sky's Passage du Désir. It's a alternative progressive country album. So way different than what we usually talk about. But I will say I fucking adore this album to like a lot. I always come back to it, which is why I changed my pick. It's like a comfort album for me, but I think it was good. Especially the love songs, like the love songs are fucking fantastic in my opinion. And yeah, that was my pick. That was my pick for this.
I liked Jupiter's Fairy, even though it was like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
I like it though. I like how airy it is for like some of my contemporary dances. And I think I think I'm going to use that somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then I like Who I Am.
Yeah.
I don't remember what was my favorite one. I think it was like one of the first like three though.
Yeah. You can be critical about it if you'd like.
It's good, but it's good for I guess for real life score.
I can see that.
Cuz I was driving and it was like sunrise, and it was like we live with a lot of open fields, and I was like, this is, you know, this is fitting. I really like this.
Maybe my country boy is showing for
the bowl. I think if the sun never rises again, I think it was that one.
Yeah, no, that's a great song. I know that you said that the lyrics were really straightforward.
Yeah. And I think that's they're straightforward, but they're like, they're like so bland.
Oh, bland.
To the point like I would space out, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck am I listening to? I had to go back.
Mm-hmm. There are points where, because there's a lot of messages of like mental health and like love. And so like the first half of this album is like, what the fuck am I, or whatever, you know, mental health. And then the last part is like this love relationship he's having. I don't know. There's some pretty good lyrics in here that I'm just like, man, what if happiness left scars too? And I was just like, I'm so sad inside. But
you know, you're sad boy showing.
I'm sad boy.
Your country sad boy is showing.
I like how Johnny Blue Skies, AKA, I had his name on the top of my tip of my tongue. Dang. The ballad of Sturgill Simpson. Sorry. So this is Johnny Blue Skies, AKA Sturgill Simpson. I like how he uses country differently than what we're used to.
What the fuck?
You don't think so?
No, wait, what? So this is one motherfucker?
It's one guy. So this is his new.
This is like his MF Doom alter ego.
Yeah,
type
this
shit?
Is his new.
So what does he usually make?
Country. He uses country, but he's still an alternative country person. But I don't think he wanted to use his name for this type of country, which was a lot sadder than what he usually makes. He makes stories and stuff like that. Usually, what you should make country
That's
for.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so Johnny Blue Skies is like depressing country, essentially. So.
AKA country. Like country music is depressing as fuck.
Yes, which it should be, but lately I feel like people use country like Post Malone.
Yeah, stadium country.
Stadium
shit.
Country. Yeah. And so I like hearing something that sounds how it's supposed to. Something that you can take apart from all the fucking country that's come out and be like, oh, this isn't Luke Bryan or whatever.
This shit felt like bluegrass, bro.
Bluegrass.
I was depressed. Dang. I was like, man, what the fuck am I doing?
Danko's hipster country?
Hipster country, yeah. yeah, but he melds a lot of different genres, so that's my album of the year for me. And yeah, I'm sticking by it.
I think it's a really good album. I think I do think it's difficult just because it's country, and I don't think everybody.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's not for.
If you do decide to listen to it, I think it is. I think it's a really good album too. But it definitely is tough for the ear.
It's hard.
Dependent.
I think this is definitely an album. Like, if you want to understand,
country?
Like country.
Yeah,
to sit down and listen to this one.
Yeah,
not to be like this is how country should sound.
Yeah, no,
but
just like sit down and listen to it and be like, try to figure out what it is people gravitate towards.
Yeah,
with it.
If the Sun Never Rises Again, great song. Listen to Right Kind of Dream. Listen to Mint Tea. That song's fucking good. And yeah, that's my pick.
Nice.
Those are our albums.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of
because there's so much fucking music.
There's so much.
There's
music.
So much music that I already forgot about.
Yeah,
that dropped this year.
I didn't even know that Justin Timberlake released this year until I went to go look it up.
Like I almost forgot about Rhapsody until like had you not skipped me,
yeah,
I would have been here for at least like a good like 3 minutes.
Extra recording.
What are we looking forward to? What do we want? What do we want next year?
What do you mean?
What the fuck do we want? Do we want Michael Jackson to come back and AI form and
what
get an AI album?
Absolutely.
Why would you choose?
Not.
Why would you choose the most wretched one to like? What are you guys looking forward to? You guys looking for hell
was,
to raise over, huh? Yeah, is that
I
what
was
you?
On the spot, and we did see the Beatles do that with John Lennon
That's
earlier
terrible.
This year.
That's terrible. Leave these people to rest.
All right,
just play their music.
Then, yeah,
I you're think,
right.
I think. I don't know. There's a lot of good music, though. It's kind of like hard to tell if we're going into a bad state or a good state, like dependent because of what we listen to. I think we listen to amazing music.
Shout out Blue Lips too, by the way.
Who?
Blue Lips.
Oh my God! Shout out to Blue Lips.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Nice. Oh my God! I forgot it. Yeah. The hell? What are we doing?
I don't know.
You know what we always do.
There's a lot, bro.
There's a lot.
Take over the world.
What do you want? What do you want?
Where's Moonchild?
Where no, they no bullshit. If they drop, if they were to drop this year, they was automatically winning for me.
We know.
Like at the beginning of the episode, I was thinking, I was like, "Fuck, did Moonchild drop?" I think they did like an acoustic version of some shit.
We don't want that.
Okay, name. How about this? We name three artists that we want to hear from this year.
2024.
Yeah.
Would it be crazy to say Paramore?
Paramore, no. Go. Paramore's great, yeah.
When was the last time they dropped? Like last
2023,
year?
2023, last year.
That's okay. Paramore.
Moonchild.
That's a great one.
I think it would be great.
I'm glad y'all fuck with them, bro.
Moonchild is... I was listening to Moonchild a couple days ago, actually.
They're fucking crazy. Not to be like everybody else or whatever, but probably Frank, bro. Frank
Ocean.
Oh
my God.
Frank Ocean, bro.
Said who?
Yeah,
like
that'd be great.
Something.
That would be great. I think we all would want that. But
something, bro.
When's the anniversary of Channel Orange?
When the fuck? I don't even
2012?
My favorite project from him still is Nostalgia Ultra.
Yeah.
Nostalgia Ultra, and then he has some bangers on the Lonnie Bro collection.
All right, I know my top. I know my three that I want. I want to hear from Earl.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Earl, Joyner.
What the fuck?
Stop.
Didn't he drop this year?
Yeah, but I don't really. Joyner with a more refined sound.
Okay.
Earl with. Please. Those two I would like to hear good stuff from, and then Rye.
Okay.
What did I say?
I said Frank
Ocean.
Moonchild.
Okay.
I'm going to put Moonchild
on. I feel like that's like collectively for all of us. Mm-hmm. So
okay, so we'll put that.
That doesn't count as
a spot. Fourth honor spot. Okay,
That's fair.
That is our common space.
Well, shit, Frank Ocean for all of us too, huh?
You can't
say. Yeah, but you said it.
You can't say Dance Gavin Dance because they confirmed already that they're releasing.
I wouldn't.
Well, they're releasing this year, 2025.
I wasn't going to say them.
Watch yourself. Just because you want that, you put that in your list.
My fault. All
right, Frankie Ocean, Deadpan, Tee Heat,
You're so stupid.
I only said that because I know some shit. And Snake Foley, Tee Heat. Fuck it, and me too, bro.
Yeah,
where the fuck I'm at, seven. Bro? Shit.
We just listened to a whole project, too. What?
You said what? What happened?
And let me get seven bars on your app.
Hey, yo. Peekaboo surprise, bitch.
Who did I say? I said Paramore. Coheed and Cambria.
That's a great one.
And also... I had it on the tip of my tongue.
You gotta stop saying that.
Sorry.
That's pause, crazy.
Pause.
It's 2024, buddy.
Damn, I had it. Oh. Jid?
Ah.
Last he dropped was what? 2022? I could go for another Jid album. Yeah.
That was 2022?
Yeah, the Forever Story.
That was not 2022.
Yeah.
Are you dead ass? That was not last year?
No, it was not last year. Came out 2022, August 26th.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
I think another Jid album fuck would be great.
Deftones? Shit.
Oh, Deftones.
Those are my dogs right there. Shout out Chino Moreno.
No, that'd be great.
I need Joyner to go back when
Man,
he wasn't.
Man, stop, dude.
I need him to go back to when he wasn't friends with Logic.
We lost them, bro.
You know, Logic's album this year did pretty well.
You shut your pie hole.
I'm just saying.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Don't.
I need future Joyner back.
And now we lost them.
The moment he made ISIS,
lost them.
That
bro.
Was it. The moment he
once he started doing shit with Tech N9ne, I knew it was over.
What's wrong with Tech N9ne? My fault.
Christmas is soon. Don't.
Don't yeah, you trying to make me get lumps of coal and shit, huh?
What's your New Year's resolution?
Smoke weed.
All right. I'm bleeping that out.
Not what? I don't have those.
What's your New Year's resolution for the show?
Video.
Okay. Videos.
Listen to more music. It's hard.
All right.
I just peeped last year, my Spotify Wrapped, I had 73,000 minutes. So you went up. I went up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, you did pick it up. We all said we were going to hit what?
We all wanted to shoot for 100,000.
Okay. So we failed.
Like all of us.
We failed.
Wait, that's what I said?
Yeah.
I said that too. I said I was down. I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
I think I said I want to hit 100,000. I think, and then you said you want to too. And then we like issued a challenge. And then you said something along the lines. Like you knew it wasn't realistic.
Yeah.
But you're like, fuck it, I'm down. So shout out to you, man. Shout out to you.
I'm going
to
do it this year.
Thank you for this year. You being realistic.
I'm going to be unrealistic. I'm going to go 50,000 hours. 50,000 minutes.
My New Year's resolution for the show is more topics. And I'm going ham. We've got a fun January planned that I think is going to be cool. So
probably more guests, too.
More guests.
Yeah, more guests would be tight if we can somehow get it.
think so.
I think we can, but I think we have to work as
a team.
Instead of Danko.
Whoa.
Yeah, but every time we try, Danko's like, okay, I'll use you as a team. Whoa. Go silence for 3 weeks. I got it all handled.
Dude. Whoa.
Sorry, guys. Work's been crazy. Like, bro, it's been for us too. To me, dang, bro.
We could ease the load together.
Hey, we're still here.
Pause.
All right.
God.
Release the load together?
Shoot the load? What the fuck? New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
I feel like we just say a lot less pause shit.
How do you do that when apparently everything is paused? Everything.
What he just said?
Man, I can't wait till TikTok gets banned.
You're not trying to release the load together?
What the fuck?
All three of us, hands on, together, using our heads. See,
this is why
you're inside.
Okay, voice. This pause in advance. This is why we need video pause, so y'all can see what the fuck. Y'all can see my face right now. Pause. God damn, bro.
Dude,
I just said a whole bunch of pause shit right now, bro. Yo, man, wrap it up. All pause. Right, God damn,
ladies and gentlemen, we will be back.
I was on a good roll though.
We will be back next week. We hope you have a fantastic holiday season. And we have our last episode next week, and we're taking a break off. We'll be back in January. So follow us on the Instagram at the Entitled Mixtape.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Shout out to the Bass Blown fam. We are part of a bunch of other podcasts like the Know Your Rights podcast.
Wow.
We have this Songbird's Songbook.
Yeah.
And we also have the Chicho podcast. So make sure to check them out. Siren Songbook. Thank you. And with that, have a good day.
Peekaboo.
Peace.